5.1, court structure. It's a little tricky for us to teach court structure in this program using these textbooks because our course is offered all over the country. So every state has its own different tweaks and titles and a little adjustments to the structure. And very often they're constantly changing and modifying those. So I need to keep that in mind. You'll get a lot of your state-specific information from your instructor and from some of the links that we'll provide here in this site, but also in the textbook, some of the suggestions we have for finding information about your own jurisdiction. But the federal court structure, the good news is, the federal court structure is universal throughout the country, and most state structure is based off, in some way, a copy of the federal system. So we have the trial court below, then an appellate court, often called an intermediate appellate court, that you can appeal to if a party disagrees with the decision of that trial court, and then finally the highest appellate court in the federal side, the U.S. Supreme Court, in the state side, the state Supreme Court. And I should mention that there's one state, at least New York, that actually has a different name for its Supreme Court. It's the New York Court of Appeals. And then their appellate court is New York Court of Appeals Appellate Division. And their trial court is, yes, you guessed it, the New York Supreme Court. So their Supreme Court is actually one of the lower courts there. So that should show you a rose by any other name. Sounds as confusing. We also talk about branches of government here. This is something that hopefully most of you remember from high school, but it's very important because each branch of government serves its own purpose, even within the creation and enforcement of the law. Legislative branch is charged with enacting the law. They create statutes and rules within the legislative branch. The executive branch enforces the law. They are responsible for agencies, which agencies enforce funding and codes created by the legislative branch. So they actually in some ways have their own forms of law. And then the judicial branch interprets the law. And that's, we usually think of the judicial branch as only being interpretive, but it also by its interpretation creates law by creating opinions and so forth. But that's more of a theoretical argument. But you need to remember that legislative branch creates law, executive branch enforces law, and judicial branch interprets the law. We have a section on court structure terminology. We mentioned stare decisis. Again, that should tell you how important that is. We have a viewpoint, a couple of viewpoints on this page, one for U.S. government structure, one for federal court structure. Those should help to clarify those for you. You can also print those out by clicking on alternate link, or if you're using a device that doesn't recognize Flash, use the alternate link. As is very typical, we have our commonly asked questions. Make sure you use those, and the exercises at the bottom of the page.